When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Yeah, I feel like there's a bunch of stuff that Fritch told me to do while she was gone, and I can't remember them now.
I didn't write it down. Did you write it down?
No, but this is probably her on the phone telling me what to do. Fritch, is that you?
Yeah, I go, I don't even know if they're going to know how this phone is blinking.
We got it.
Hey, I can't send you a call in because I'm driving. So do you just want to check in with me real quick and I'll give you a little update?
Yeah, sure. You want to do it now or while we're live on the radio, or do you want to call in later, or how do you want to do it?
I don't know. I could do it now if you want to put me on hold and we'll just talk live, or do you whatever you want to do. I'm open. I just can't do all that.
Don't swear because we're live, you ding dong. Yeah, we're live right now.
We're live now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm not listening to the show. I'm too busy.
Obviously not. No, why would I expect our producer to actually listen to our show? That would be crazy talk.
I know.
Yeah.
No. I'm listening to my direction app. I'm telling you, it's been okay. Wonderful. I'm driving on 71 headed towards downtown, and people have been beeping and waving. They're being so nice.
Oh, you're nice. In the station vehicle. Oh, nice.
I am, and I don't normally drive this, so it's a bit of a learning experience.
Oh, right. Okay, where are you right now? Give us a lay of the land. What's the traffic situation?
What are you
situation?
Doing? Yes.
Okay, well, I don't want to give away where exactly I am, but I'm heading 71 towards downtown, and it is wide open, honestly. It's going really, really well. I got two tickets to Lollapalooza.
Because they're all in the security line at CVG.
They might be. I'm not sure, but, I mean, everything is, like, buzzing right along. I was really anticipating more traffic than this.
That's great.
I might be headed towards the, like, Riverbend/Northern Kentucky area over here.
Yeah. And what are you doing?
Well, I'm delivering the grand prize, the Lollapalooza Listener Appreciation Grand Prize, with over $6,000 in prizes, the 3-day trip to Lollapalooza, to Chicago, and then I got all of the gift cards and everything with me. So $1,000 to Furniture Fair, $500 to Burns Garden Center, $500 to Kroger to buy Queen City sausage. Plus, I have the YMCA annual family membership and $500 to Genesis Diamond.
Wow. Nice. She did all that off the top of her head while driving.
That's crazy.
I know. I mean, talk about the multitasker in me. Hello.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, I feel like we should hang up before we press our luck.
Agreed.
All right. Next time I talk to you, I'll be at someone's house. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And when we pick up, you'll probably be live on the radio.
All right. No worries. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. See you. See ya. Okay. 18 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right. That music right there tells us it's time for news that didn't make the news. We're going to talk about the best and worst times to drive this weekend. Have you ever heard of or considered bladder Botox? And is it okay to wink at a colleague? I may be in trouble. It is Friday, the 1st of July of 2022. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. If you are heading somewhere for the 4th this weekend, you are not alone. Just under 48 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home this year. And even with gas prices sky high, 88% will drive. Here's some info, though, to help you beat the rush. A company that analyzes traffic data looked through their stats to predict the best and worst times to drive. And as you'd expect, it's good to leave really early or really late.
Yeah.
So is my 2:40 flight going to thread that needle, or is that going to be when all the delays are at their worst? Yeah. All right. So if you're leaving today, best times to be on the road are before 10 a.m., which is what Fritch is on the road right now. It's 7:19. That's what she said. It was wide open heading into downtown.
That's good.
Because it's before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Or after 9 p.m.
Wow.
That's when you'll hit the least amount of traffic.
That is a very big window of a lot of traffic.
Big window. If you are leaving tomorrow, best times to drive are before noon.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Okay.
Or after 7 p.m. I assume that means you want to be, like, there before noon.
Uh-huh.
So leave early, however long you think it's going to take you to get there. Because the worst time to be on the road tomorrow is between 2 and 4 p.m. Now, if you're driving Sunday or Monday, you're in luck. Both those days should have far less traffic in general. Of course, mornings and nights are still best. I think a separate study also looked at the best and worst times to drive from a safety standpoint. And the worst times to be on the road from a safety standpoint are between 1 and 3 a.m.
A lot of tired drunks on the road between 1 and 3 a.m.
That's true. I mean, on any given day this weekend, deadly car crashes caused by speeding will peak between 1 and 2 a.m. And wrecks caused by drunk drivers will peak between 2 and 3 a.m. They've got a lot of years, a lot of statistics on this stuff.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I know bathroom breaks can be annoying, but this annoying? A urologist in New York says he's been seeing more and more people asking for bladder Botox to help them hold it on long trips.
That does not sound healthy at all to do. I mean, that is the annoying part about drinking as much water as I'm supposed to be drinking. I'm supposed to be a lot of water.
Right.
And normally a 6-hour trip to my mother's house in Illinois, I would stop once halfway there. The last time I went, I stopped three times.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt.
And that's a 6 hours?
Yeah, six hours. And stopping three times.
Yeah, but I like stopping.
Stopping every hour and a half?
Well, I mean, I want a little snack. I just like to be comfortable. And it's good to get out and stretch. I know that makes the trip a little bit longer.
I just want to get there.
I know. Well, especially if it's not a fun drive.
No.
That's not really a fun drive.
No, it's flat farmland, nothing to look at.
Nothing pretty to
see. And lots of construction. It's 74 all the way to Peoria. And
really?
Then, 45 minutes on back roads.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Well, injecting Botox is an established treatment for people who have overactive bladders or feel like they have to go all the time, especially if you're a woman. So that part's not new. But I bring this up because this particular urologist has been seeing more requests this time of year right as people are heading out of town.
Mm.
And he attributes it to, no joke, like more people asking for it to help them hold it on long trips.
Mm.
There is also a procedure for men called prostate artery embolization.
That doesn't sound like very much fun either.
It shrinks the prostate so it doesn't push against the bladder so much. He says he had a 20% spike in patients asking for those this spring. My question would be, how effective is it? Like, does it work? What are the chances you could screw it up?
Yeah.
And that cause other problems?
Good questions.
I don't know. As guys get older, as their prostate enlarges, takes them longer to pee. Maybe they pee more frequently.
Getting up in the middle of the night. You see those commercials all the time.
Right. So, I don't know. Is this one of those things that you're better off doing earlier than later? Or do you wait until it becomes a problem? Or is it risky to do it at all? These are questions. I'm not there yet, but
we're all going to be at some point.
Coming up on the horizon.
It's at some point.
Right.
Catches up with all of us.
Yeah. That's wild, though.
Yeah, it is amazing the kinds of procedures that they come up with to fix things.
Speaking of urologists, there's a urologist in California who claims that he has seen a 300 to 400% increase in vasectomy consultations.
Yay! Hey, there's an idea.
After Roe v. Wade was shot down, making abortions illegal or harder to get in many states, all of a sudden,
men are taking some responsibility in the whole party.
Oh, the doctor also claims that many men he sees are worried that vasectomies may be the next thing to go.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? And then, when you said that you might want to have kids, and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, who had it reversed back? Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
That is the good thing. I mean, it is reversible. I mean, I know somebody that had a vasectomy and, like, 25-30 years later had it reversed and had a baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Jeez.
I know. So
I mean, I don't even know how that's done to begin with, let alone reversing it. So
it's a little snip, my friend. Just they go in there and it's a little snip. It's no big deal.
But how do they reverse it then?
Then they
once you snip it, it's gone.
No, they don't snip it and remove it.
Oh.
So then they can go back and reattach.
Hmm.
I believe if I understand the procedure correctly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Good.
Urologists are busy these days.
Good. Good.
Between that and the bladder Botox.
There's a lot going on down there.
Man, they're set. All right. We're going to take a break. Coming up, is it okay to wink at a colleague? Better be careful.
You're
I
not-
want to get that vasectomy first. First, let's check the roads. We got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
4th of July, when your drunk uncle shows up.
Happy 4th of July, everybody!
And he finds the teenage kids.
Listen, I know you guys. Don't tell your father I'm in here. Show me where the Roman candles are. And where's that chick nobody likes? Up the street? Up the street? Is the dog still in the yard?
You had some drinks today.
I had 4 beers at 1 in the afternoon. It's 4th of July. God forbid.
That's 4th of July.
It's funny. Because some of us can relate.
We know that person.
Yes. Okay. You ever put your phone on mute or do not disturb to avoid distractions?
Yeah, of course.
Well, a new study found it might actually do the opposite. Researchers tracked 138 iPhone users for 4 days. Half left their alert sounds on. Damn it! Hold on, I am literally being interrupted right now. This story is being interrupted.
Yes, by what do you think?
My phone.
Somebody who's not listening to the show right now doesn't know we're in the middle of something.
Hello?
Hi, it's me from the foothills of Kentucky.
Hello?
It's so beautiful here. I have to tell you, I'm in Taylor Mill, and I'm literally came down like a gravel road to an address that I don't even know. It just was like, you've arrived. And I'm like, what's going on? And there was this woman standing in the yard, and I was like, hi, are you Brandy? And she was like, what is happening? I want you guys to tell her what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on here? I'm a little nervous.
Hi, Brandy. So do you recall, first of all, thank you for listening to Q102. We yes. know you're a Q102 listener. Do you know how we know that?
Well, I do listen every day, and I have an app. Maybe. I don't know.
Yep. And at one point, you registered for Listener Appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
As
yes.
it is Listener Appreciation Month. Well.
Yes.
Out of all the people who registered, and there were thousands upon thousands.
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
You, Brandy, are our grand prize winner.
Yay!
So
I
what
know.
That means.
That is my husband. He turned around.
Okay, so long story short, they live on like a one-lane road. So I had to pull the Q-van over into the grass. And this man graciously backed up a driveway and let me pass. And now he came back down the road to see what the heck is going on.
Oh, that's so funny.
Make sure his wife is safe.
Yeah. After he let the murderer pass by, then he right? turned around.
This is so exciting. Brandy literally has no idea that she was our grand prize winner. Like, I feel like some people know when we pull up, but she was like, who's this crazy lady getting out of the car going, are you Brandy?
You should have told her we've started doing second date updates live like this.
In person.
We're doing in-person
that
second
would be
date updates.
Scary for all of us, for sure, Brandy.
Right, right.
Well, we're
right.
so excited. She works at St. Elizabeth. She's actually on her way to work. I'm glad we can catch you just in the nick of time.
Me well, too, literally.
Tell her everything she's won, Fritch.
All right, well, I got to go get my paper out of the car because I'm feeling a little anxious now.
That's okay. All right. I can tell her. I got it off the top of my head. So, Brandy, you got a lot here. First of all, you're going to check out Lollapalooza in Chicago. We're going to set you up with round-trip airfare. We'll put you up in a hotel for 3 nights, and you're going to see the best artists in music right now performing on one giant or multiple stages.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have a $1,000 Furniture Fair gift card.
Nice.
A $500 Burns Garden Center gift card.
Yes, lots of damage to be done there.
$500 gift card Kroger for Queen City sausage products. Also, a $500 Genesis Diamonds gift card and a family membership, an annual family membership, the YMCA.
Isn't that oh, my cool? gosh.
I know.
You
it's
get
worth
all
like
that.
Six,
no idea.
Yeah, it's worth like $6,000, my dear.
Oh, gosh.
I
hope
know.
You can take off work. You're going to be in Chicago. I mean, that's cool. I can definitely take off work.
Yeah, just call in sick.
I mean, I have a ton of PTO.
Oh, good.
Great.
Well, this is so exciting, Brandy. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Jeff
and Jen, thanks for taking our call live. I know this has been kind of a bleak show, but I love you.
Oh, we love you,
love
too.
Love you, too. It's all good.
We can roll with it. We can roll with
right,
anything.
We're a lot more flexible than we used to be.
That's true. Kind of chilled out.
That's not what I heard.
Well, some
well, thank
ways.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome,
make
Brandy.
My day.
Brandy, you make our life just for being a part of our radio family. We wouldn't be here without you. That's the God's honest
true
truth.
True story.
Every morning, every afternoon, and every evening.
We love it.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to hang up with you so you can take care of business. And, yeah, have a great summer and a great holiday weekend.
And send us pictures from Chicago.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Take it easy.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye now. There you go. Look at that.
Oh.
Glad that worked out. We almost missed her.
I know. That was close. Good thing Fritch left when she did.
Yep. Good thing she called when she did.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so this do not disturb feature.
On your phone.
So the researchers are saying it may be doing the opposite.
Because we're constantly checking our phone because it's not ringing, so.
Yeah, I mean, let's say you're going to dinner and my phone has asked me, oh, I see that you've walked into such and such restaurant. Would you like
the
next 2 hours? Well, because I have it set that way in my preferences.
Okay.
I mean, I put the reservation in my calendar so it sees that
that it's in the calendar.
And location services sees that I've just now walked into the restaurant. So it suggests, do you want me to be quiet for two hours? I will.
Yeah.
If you want me to. But researchers who tracked these iPhone users for 4 days, noticed a few things. Half left their alert sounds on. 42% set their phones to vibrate, and 9% were totally muted with no vibrations either.
Mm-hmm.
But that last group, the 9% that were totally muted with no vibrations, it was those people who actually checked their phones the most.
Yeah. See, I'll turn off all the sound and just have my phone there, just in case, when you got a kid.
I know, but I'm just telling you what the result was. They also spent, those same people also spent the most times scrolling through social media and experienced more stress. So silencing your phone might actually be more stressful than just hearing it ding all day.
Wow.
And the researchers chalk it up to FOMO.
Yeah.
The fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So they say the best strategy for people with really bad FOMO is, just leave the volume up.
Yeah.
But pick and choose which apps you want to get notifications from.
Mm-hmm. And we're so attached to our phones.
It's a constant battle.
Yep.
Trying to be less so. Going to take a break right here, though. Check in with Denise Johnson, who's standing by with an eye on your traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.